Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Today's topic is titled, Are You a Visionary or a Vision Caster? Man, Perry, I love this topic, and it really continues down this little run that we're on with priorities alignment. And sometimes I question your titles, yeah. Right? Not today. I actually like this title, so I'm looking forward to it.
And it's a bit of a play on words, but we think about everybody thinks they're visionary, but are you actually casting? And then it came actually a two-week span where I just really started noticing people on my team who I thought should know, I thought what I said was clear, what we're doing, and we actually decide as a team what we're doing, where we're going. But there was some doubt about that. Then on a coaching call, some of my coaching clients say, yeah, we do. I cast a vision at the annual meeting in January.
Yeah.
And I recall John always being so clear about, when do you cast vision? Continuously.
Yes,
and so I was thinking, everybody says, yeah, I said it, they got it. Newsflash, they don't got it.
That's right.
And you think they got it, they don't get it.
Yeah.
And you have to keep saying it. So I really like this reminder for me personally is stop thinking you're visionary and start being a vision caster.
Yeah, love it. No, I love it. You know, you're talking about John. He teaches that there's a vast difference between a person with a vision and a visionary person. So I want to read you just a couple of bullet points here talking about the difference that he kind of lays out for us as we set the foundation for today's content. The first group here, he says, is a person with a vision talks little but does much. A visionary person does little but talks much. The second little set right there is, he says, a person with a vision finds strength from inner convictions, whereas a visionary person finds strength from outward conditions. And then the final one that he touches on right here, he says, a person with vision continues when problems arise. A visionary person quits when the road becomes difficult. And I know we can think about different leaders we probably have worked in the past with in each one of those different categories.
Right. So what I thought we could do today is answer three key questions about vision to see if it helps the leaders that are listening today to align their teams on the key priorities necessary to achieve the vision they have for their business.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to pitch the three to you,
okay.
Surprise, and get your input on each of them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right,
ready.
Here we go. Question number one. The CEO of our business has the vision, not me. Am I supposed to have a vision for my department or division? Isn't the CEO vision enough?
Yeah, so obviously we know this answer is just absolutely you need to make sure that you are supposed to have and or continue to communicate the vision to your department, right? We talk about alignment as a leader, and we in the past we've talked about, hey, we're not going to always agree. Okay, but we need to have alignment, and no truer is that statement than right here. We need to make sure that we have complete alignment from the CEO down to the team member that may have joined and has been with your organization for a week or two. And what you really got to think about is, and this is where I challenge some of the leaders that we work with, is you need to really treat your department, your circle of influence as you're the CEO
right.
of that organization, mm-hmm. right? Of that little department. And so how are you taking the vision that is for the organization? How is it being kind of pushed through your department so that it fits in? Now, it might not be, they need to be aware of it, but yours may be a little bit different. You may talk about it just a little bit different so that it fits into the bigger vision. Here's what I was thinking about. Now, you're going to be very impressed with this illustration.
Okay here we go. Sit down?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know how you said just a minute ago, like, this is really kind of for me or what I'm learning.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
What our listeners don't know is every time we do a podcast, this is what Perry and I are struggling with,
yeah,
right?
Right?
So I always use sport examples. Well, today I'm going to talk a little bit about what happens at halftime of sporting events. So at halftime, right, thinking about high school, my son just graduated from high school, you have the marching band that comes out. Well, when you have the marching band come out and they all get in their place, right, all of a sudden you got the whistles that blow and everybody comes to attention and all of their eyes go directly to the drum major. And that drum major is holding those batons. I'm just impressed that I even know what this means. And if my wife is listening, she'll be very impressed.
I'm taking notes.
Well. Yeah, that's right. So they have to be able to see the baton to know, right? They have to know what to do, where to go, when to move, on what beat. And so as you think about this as a band, marching band, right, your vision, your what we're talking about today, mission and values, they are that baton. And so your team has to be able to see the baton in order for them to march in the same direction. And so you're going to have some team members in your department that will not be able to see that drum major. And so it's your responsibility, because you can see, or you see it from somebody else, to be able to pass that on, because they have to be able to see that baton.
Right.
How about that?
I love that.
You like that?
I'm thinking how many ways we could go with this.
So you're like, I have nowhere to go. Except for, the key is, right, leaders, we are the keeper of that baton. And it's going to be different for every organization. But whatever it is for your organization, you need to make sure that your department is in alignment with that.
Right. And then we taught them the song in practice during the week. Don't they got it? They don't got it. They need to they need to see the baton.
On Friday
time.
Nights.
Yeah, all the time.
Right? Even though they went through it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And it really is an employee engagement comment saying, if I don't know where I fit in, we fit in,
yeah,
why are we relevant in our department? Then what good is, you know, you had a big, mighty vision, but where do I'm going to engage more if I know why we matter. All right.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Okay.
Question two that I've heard, it says, I mentioned this earlier a little bit. I usually describe our goals for the year in the January kickoff meeting. Isn't that good enough for casting the vision?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, the answer to that is no. And, you know, people naturally our flesh, and you're guilty of this, and I am, we're going to do things for our own reason, yeah, not others. Right. And so we need to make sure that we continue to take every opportunity that we can find to remind the team, right, why what we are doing matters and why we're doing what we're doing. It's funny when you talk about this, and sometimes I share examples from here at the John Maxwell Company, and you talk about, oh, do I just need to repeat this vision in the annual meeting? Well, our CEO Mark Cole last year, specifically, we're making a lot of changes, a lot of things were going on, and every single leadership team meeting, so every other week, he began the first 5 to 7 minutes recasting the vision for the company. And we're sitting around the table, and all as executives, we should know it, right? We should be able to lead that part of the meeting. But it didn't faze him. He said, you need to hear it from me, at a minimum, out of my mouth, twice a month. Because what we found was that the leaders around the table were not able to articulate it years in the past to their team, or weren't doing it. And so he's like, well, we're going to turn this up a notch or two, and we're just going to continue to repeat it, and you're going to continue to hear me. And it's funny, then you find yourself in your own team meetings, you find yourself in your one-on-ones, and all of a sudden you are repeating the language. We talk a lot about, around five levels of leadership, we talk a lot about the common language.
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. You know, we talk about, how do you define leadership in your organization? What does it look like? It's the same thing when it comes to the vision. What is that language? And you have got to make sure that, I think leaders, the further you are away from the people that are doing the work, the more you need to repeat it.
Absolutely.
Right? Because it's going to get watered down throughout it. Now, the only thing I added to this when I was thinking about this, to kind of just give you guys some thoughts that are listening today, is just make sure your vision's compelling. You've heard that, right? That's pretty common. But I saw this statement, an article that I was reading. It just kind of really grabbed me. The credibility of the messenger, okay, influences the message. Now, why that struck me was, your CEO, okay, may have incredible credibility. And so he's casting this vision, he's casting the vision. And so as it works its way down your organization, if you have leaders that struggle in this area or don't have credibility, the message is going to get diluted naturally. And so you need to be aware of that. You need to look for that. You need to spot it. And then I'll just challenge each of us. You need to make sure you're not a messenger that has a lack of credibility because of not living out the vision of the organization. So just a thought there. But to your point, you have got to repeat it. And use multiple forms to do it, right? Sometimes it's in email. Sometimes it's in, we're talking about this a little bit later, about posters. Sometimes it's in meetings. It doesn't matter. You have to repeat it and use different forms to do that.
So that's a great, great point. And one thing I just saw this week, Donald Miller has a, as a friend of John's, has a great new video cast that comes out every day. And I just, the one I think yesterday was about vision. And I thought one thing that I took from that, he said, that's, you got to keep telling people, that's where we're going. That's where we're
you
going.
Have to do it.
That's where we're going. But he said, you also need to make sure, to your point, that the other people on the team, if you're not there at the meeting and somebody else is leading the meeting, that they can say, that's where we're going. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
And that you need to make sure that everybody's on the same page with that. So,
yeah, here's an interesting thought. What if, as a leader, if you have your leadership team, what if you looked around the table and said, how much credibility do my leaders have with people in this organization? And the answer to that question is a direct correlation to the vision that you have for the organization getting casted out to the people.
Right. I worked for one CEO who actually went out and he was on his in-field visits to people. He was just generally talking to people. He'd ask different levels in the organization, how do you feel about where we're going? And he could find out, he said his goal was to find out where it was broken, you know, where after him to, you know, our level, and then from our level to the next level, where's it broken?
Yeah.
Because I want everybody in the organization. I thought that was a great thing.
That's
all right,
great.
Moving on, number three. We have a mission statement on the wall. Isn't that good enough for reminding the team what we stand for?
Yeah. So, boy, to your point, man, with CEOs traveling around, I guarantee you, the majority percentage of organizations can't repeat their mission statement, right? Mission statements define what an organization is currently doing, while the importance of a vision statement and repeating that is basically the ultimate goal of what they'd like to accomplish. To your point, like, where are we going? Where are we going? And continue to repeat that. The mission is what people do in order to achieve the vision that is being set. It's the how. We've talked about this, the how and the why language, right? The mission is the how versus the vision being the why.
Yeah, I love that. And I think one of the key reasons so many people in organizations are not working on the most important priorities is because they're really not sure what are the most important priorities.
Yeah.
Why don't you, Chris, if you just encourage our listeners as we wrap it up today on, if you want to move from being a merely visionary to becoming more of a world-class vision caster, how would you encourage them?
Well, let me say something to those that maybe don't set the vision. Maybe they're not the ones that are the CEO or the leader in a position where they are casting the vision. Let me say that to those that aren't and you don't know what that vision is, in your next one-on-one with your leader, I want you to ask that question. And then you just made a good point. Then what is it that you're doing on a daily basis, your big rocks, your priorities? What is it that you're doing, and does it align with that vision? Have that conversation with your leader. If someone came into my office that was on my team and had that conversation with me, I'd be like, whoa. Not only would I be convicted, right, as a leader that I'm not carrying the message, but I'd be like, man, he or she gets it. Like, they're on board. I need to get them fired up because they're going to have credibility in carrying that message. And just make sure, leaders, that we do not contradict the message with our actions. It's just a different way of me saying what we just talked about, you know, the message and the messenger. Do not contradict the vision that you are casting on behalf of the organization with your action, because you will lose credibility in a hurry. And then finally, I'm so proud of myself with this example, but I just got to close with this, right? Just mark it down. Chris Godey talked about a marching band at halftime of a sporting event. I did that in there, right? Do your people see the baton? And if they don't see the baton in the CEO's hands, the drum major, then they have to see it in your hands. And so just make sure that you understand that they are going to be focused on that baton. That's how they move.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, is it the John Maxwell Executive Band Leader?
Yeah, well, hey, whatever. I aspire, whatever.
All right.
I'm ready.
That's good stuff. Let me just, as a reminder, if you'd like to learn more about the five levels of leadership, or perhaps bring a five levels workshop to your organization, you can leave us a comment or a question at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We always enjoy hearing from you. We're very grateful that you follow along. That's it for today, and thank you for joining the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.